An oyster reef will be constructed at the 40-acre Swan Island Oyster Sanctuary in the mouth of the South River. Steve Murphy is the section chief of the Habitat and Enhancement Section with the division. He says the $1.2 million project is paid for by state funds and a grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
We met with the Coastal Federation to partner with them on a NOAA grant that they were applying for and ultimately received. And what this does is it leverages existing state money that we were given by the legislature in last year's session for oyster enhancement. And it really it doubles the amount of effort we're going to be able to do. So we're real excited about that opportunity.
The Division of Marine Fisheries manages 14 oyster sanctuaries, primarily throughout the Pamlico Sound. This week, I spoke with coastal scientist and regional manager with the North Carolina Coastal Federation's Northeast Office, Aaron Fleckenstein, about the reef construction and the goal to enhance oyster habitat along our coast.
So oyster reefs have been on the decline worldwide since the late 1800s, early 1900s. As a worldwide statistic, we're at about 15% of our historic oyster populations. Here in North Carolina, we know that our harvest is the best indication of the population size that we have, and it's about 20% of our historic peak harvest. So there's been a sort of worldwide effort to restore and protect oyster reefs because of their many benefits.
This project is part of an ambitious goal to restore 50 million oysters in North Carolina waters by 2020. Tell me about that goal and that project.
Yeah, we've set this goal as a way to coalesce all of our partners and set the vision for our desire to restore oyster reefs. And a large part of it will take place in Pamlico Sound around our oyster sanctuary work that we partner with the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries on.
Now, this spring, North Carolina Coastal Federation and partners will be breaking ground on a 15-acre oyster restoration project. Tell me about that project.
We're doing it in a public-private partnership, working with a local North Carolina marine contractor who will actually be building the reef for us. We started receiving our full truckloads of material for the reef and culch planting. There will be 8 truck drivers every day bringing approximately 4 loads of material to the South River stockpile location, and that material will sit there until weather conditions allow the contractor to take the material out to the reef site.
So the new reef going in at Swan Island Oyster Sanctuary, can you tell me about that location, where it's at, and how big is it?
So this is a newly permitted site. It's sited in relatively shallow water, in about 12 feet of water.
What will it look like? What is the design and the layout?
Well, it won't be visible from the air. You'll have to scuba dive in order to be able to see it. But it will be sort of ridges of marl, which is a rock material, limestone rock material, that will be deployed from a barge, and it will create these ridges underwater where oyster larvae will naturally recruit to them and attach to the limestone marl and grow up into adult oysters, helping to restore oyster reefs to our waters.
Inside these sanctuaries, will commercial fishermen be able to harvest oysters from them eventually?
These sanctuaries are not designed for commercial harvest of oysters. They're designed to really provide a nursery area for oysters in our sounds to restore that lost population that will then help to seed areas that are open to harvest. These sanctuaries are working hand in glove with nearby culch planted sites. And the culch planted sites are built in a similar fashion, but using smaller material, and they will be open to harvest once oysters get to legal size.
That's Aaron Fleckenstein, the coastal scientist and regional manager with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, talking about the partnership with the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries to build a 15-acre oyster reef near the Pamlico Sound. Thanks, Aaron, for speaking with me.
Okay, thanks, Jared.